Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Hank Thiele joins us again on WGN Radio. He's a superintendent. Hi, Hank. Welcome back.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me back.
The superintendent and also the, let me see if I get your title right. You are the, Downers Grove North and Downers Grove High, right?
Downers Grove North and South.
How much leeway did you have, Doctor, in deciding what the policy will be going back in the fall?
Well, it depends on when we were talking about it over the summer. As we headed into the summer, it looked like we were going to be provided a good amount of leeway. But as the Delta variant is ramped up and the health officials have seen a need to make some changes, some of the leeway that we had has been restricted, especially around masking over the last couple of weeks. You know, as the governor signed a new executive order mandating masking in all K-12 schools in Illinois.
So he's done you a favor in that even if you wanted to not have that be the policy, it's out of your hands now. You can turn to your constituents and say, it's not me, it's the governor, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a favor. I would assume that he's doing it because he believes that that's the best thing to keep our kids healthy and safe. We'd move forward and make the decision regardless of what, you know, we'd do what we have to do here.
What was the policy going to be, Hank?
The policy was, well, it originally was going to be, because we're only high school kids here, right? And all of our students have an opportunity to be vaccinated. So the lens that we're looking at might be different than a school that is K-12, right, or K-8. So we were looking at it through the lens of families were provided an opportunity to make a choice as to how they were going to respond to the pandemic by choosing whether to get their child vaccinated or not. And that choice resides with the family. And from there, they had kind of decided what would come next, right? So if you're at the time, if you were vaccinated, the idea was, well, you don't have to wear a mask, but if you want to, go ahead.
Yeah.
And if you were unvaccinated, it was recommended that you did. But still, I mean, in my eyes, that was up to the family to decide how they were going to respond to the pandemic. As the variant's grown and it started to look like the decisions that you were making were more likely to impact those around you, we started to lean towards, and then our recommendation a week ago, last Monday, was that in periods when we were in substantial or high community transmission in the county, then we would go universal masking, just because it was more likely that your decisions would impact somebody
Understood.
Else around you.
One last question, Doctor.
Yep,
do you support this? Are you personally on board? Can you advocate this sincerely?
Masking?
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter if I'm on board or not. As a superintendent of public high school in Illinois, my personal opinion really doesn't matter. Regards to this, we have an executive order and we carry those out. And I have to assume that that executive order is in place to protect our students and staff.
When does a school start there at Downers?
We have staff back on Wednesday and students come back on Friday.
Staff will be wearing the mask in 2 days then, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Hank, let's visit again and continue to monitor this again. You've always been a good sounding board for us. I appreciate your time today.
Thanks for touching base, John. Good to hear from you.
Likewise, Dr. Hank Thiele over at District 99. It's not his opinion that matters.